Hello.
Hey, Lewis Forrest, how are you?
Who is this?
This is Forrest, how are you?
I'm okay. Forrest from where? How may I help you?
Yeah, you just filled out a form online about your property on Battle Bridge, and just wanted to see if now is a bad time. I get it, and if not, we could have a conversation.
What's up, Forrest?
Yeah, so what's going on?
Nothing, not just wanting to sell. I've been here long enough and ready to relocate.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. So where are you relocating to?
I'm staying in Virginia, but I'm just moving closer to the country.
Oh, okay. I get that. Yeah, we did that about 15 years ago, my wife and I. So it's just, that's a good decision.
Yeah, I'm
So.
ready to get out the city, man. I wanna move to Prince George for a little bit, man, and get out the city.
Okay.
Are you located in Petersburg?
I'm in Ashland, actually.
Oh, you just got a Petersburg number, okay.
Yeah.
I
So
don't
this is
play
actually a.
Petersburg. I don't know about Petersburg, so I'll pop this to the voicemail.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. But
So,
yeah, man, I'd love to have an opportunity where, I can get, to the property with you and, continue the conversation. It sounds like you're driving right now. What do you do?
yeah,
Is it?
I'm at work. I got a 140/69, 140/69 inbound. I'm at work. I can talk for a little bit though. What is it that you would like to know as far as the property? It's a townhouse.
Okay.
I've been there for 20 years, and I just want to relocate. I guess I want to get somewhere and cut my own damn grass, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't want to do association anymore. Things in that nature. But other than that, it's a quiet. It's a nice neighborhood.
Okay.
When I brought the house, I had to do a lot of stuff. So I've done some things to the house. Like I put new windows. I put wooden floors in certain rooms. I did vinyl floors. I pull up all the carpet. I did LED lighting. I did a man cave in the basement. I've done a few things, man. I did the bathrooms. I did two bathrooms where I did new toilet and new sink, vinyl floors. One bathroom, I did the whole wall as far as the shower because it needed to be done. And I did the floor in that as well, changed the toilet. So there's little stuff that needs to be done. I closed the back end, I closed the back fence in. The kitchen, I really, when I came in at the time, I took the kitchen and I painted the cabinets. Because it was like the old dark brown, ugly cabinets that had the butcher's block tops on there. I took those off the 12 by 12 granite counters on there, whatever, tops or whatever. And now really just the cabinets itself, they starting to fade. So I'm looking at just the time over time is just wear and tear.
Okay. So
And
all this is recent or just in the last, several years that you've been owning it?
within the last 5 years, I've been like really doing all this stuff, like really. So
Okay.
the bathrooms is pretty kind of new. Bathrooms, like I said, everything's in pretty decent shape. Like I said, I did the LED lighting, so the ones that you put up and you can turn them up and down.
Yeah, dimmable.
So, yeah, I did that as well. I've just been working right now because, like I said, I'm ready to just
What do
get
you
me
do?
somewhere. I work for Waste Management. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I've been doing that for 22 years.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah. And I own a sock company, so I sell socks as well. I got a couple of things going on. I breed dogs as well.
Oh, okay. What breeds?
South African Mastiff, Cane Corso.
Oh, wow. My friend bought one of those last year, man. That's quite a dog.
Right, so I kind of put the two together instead of just having one, My
Right.
male's a South African Mastiff, my female's a Cane Corso, and I believe she's pregnant now. So just really want to relocate, and like I said, I want to be in Prince George, and I want some more space for the dog.
I get it.
You know, like I said, as far as the kitchen now, I'm really looking to, I've been seeing a lot of places where they do professional painting. You know, they stand the cabinets down and do everything and look at, make it look real new and nice. So I'm kind of looking to do that right now.
Or move, whichever comes just, first.
Yeah. You know, like I said, it needs a little bit more work, but I don't think it's something where it's going to cost $100,000 to finish it off, you know.
Right.
If somebody say, well, I just want to flip it real quick and I'm going to do a couple of things and sell it, I think a person probably can put $15,000-$20,000 in it. When I say that, it just depends on what are you trying to do with the kitchen. Is you really trying to put new cabinets for somebody else to come in or whatever the case may be. But there's a couple more vinyl floors I got to put down. And I got to pull up maybe two more rooms of carpet because I got rid of the carpet because it's just, I put it in there when I moved in and just, you know, the wear and tear the carpet, and I just didn't want to deal with the carpet anymore.
Yeah.
I just think it's the house more clean and fresher when you got some vinyl floors now, especially the luxury vinyl where, you know, you don't have to deal with the stains and you can just wipe everything up. And the carpet is just, you know, it was time for it to go. But as you get older, you start getting allergies and stuff like that from the carpet, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really pretty much where I'm really at right now.
Okay.
I'm just looking for a fair offer where I can, you know, pay the house off and move out and get something else. I'm not looking to get rich.
I get it.
I said, what are your intentions? What are you trying to buy it to rent it out? You trying to buy it to flip it? You know, what are your intentions?
So we do everything.
Right.
But in, you know, this particular area, we would probably resell it.
Right.
And the reason is because the, you know, the rent ratio doesn't really fit for a buy and hold with the type of buy and hold investing that I do. So to give you an example of what I do for buy and holds is I buy and hold in Martinsville. I buy and hold in the country, like, you know, mobile homes on land, things that cash flow well. So, you know, with your property, I would want to resell it to a new homeowner. Do the updating that you didn't get to, and, you know, then just resell it. So.
Right. I brought hardwood floors for another room, and it's been actually sitting in the house now for maybe 6 months, and I haven't put it down yet because I was actually thinking about putting it upstairs in a bedroom and pull that carpet up, but I just haven't decided, you know, what I was going to do with that. So it's a brand new floor that's really waiting just to be put down. And I also thinking about putting it in the dining room as well because I have more brown wood floors on the first and second floor. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. So how do you want this process to go? I mean, you said you want to be in Prince George, but have you started looking for property there that fits, you know, what you want?
I've seen a few places, in Prince George, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, at the end of the day, I got to work on getting rid of this first before I move to the next step, you know?
Okay. So you want to sell this property, you want to take your, you know, equity out of the property, and then you're going to relocate somewhere, and then when you find a thing in Prince George that you want, then you're going to move there permanently?
Right.
Okay. You have somewhere to relocate to?
Well, as far as my job, I'm not, you know, I'm going to be here for another 10 years, so I just want to move closer to the country.
I'm just trying to understand the process so that I can, you know, solve your, you know, I can be your solution. So you need to sell your house to get your equity in order to pay for something in Prince George.
Right. That's the plan anyway.
Right. So there's going to be a time gap there. Do you have somewhere to go?
Oh yeah, I'll be fine. I have family and everything here.
Oh,
So,
okay. All right. That's what I wanted to know. Okay.
yeah,
All right.
I have a sister. I have family here in Prince George. So,
Okay.
I'm originally from New York. Born and raised in New York. My parents are originally from there. They moved to New York when my mother was pregnant with me. So that's 56 years ago. And I applied for Waste Management while I was living in New York, and they said, "Well, would you relocate?" I was like, "Well, shit, this is my stomping ground. This is where I was raised at." So, hell yeah, and it was better choice leaving New York coming down here because New York is freaking ridiculous. I
Yeah.
mean, the prices is crazy, and now it's even going up higher.
Right. Yeah.
So that's my plan anyway,
Okay.
I don't want to go look for a house right now and obligate myself to another house, and now I have this piece of property. And at one time I was thinking about just keeping it and just go ahead and rent it out, but I just don't feel like dealing with, people not paying and just dealing with all the kind of crazy stuff that comes with it,
Yeah.
You can just pretty much tell me what's on your mind and what you're thinking, and I guess we can go from there.
Yeah, man. You're a straight shooter, so I'm gonna shoot you straight, all right? So there's two ways that we can do this. The way that I prefer and the way that I think is the best path for, my customers is for you and me to meet at the property, take a look at everything, and then I give you an offer there that, hopefully makes sense to you. And if it does, great. And if it doesn't, I get it, right? Sometimes it just doesn't work out. But that's the best next step for you and I. There's other people that will say, "Hey, dude, what do you want? Oh, you want $250,000? Okay, cool, man. I will send you a contract right now." They'll lock you in a contract, they'll do inspections, and then they'll try to whittle you down in price after you're in a contract. And I don't really like doing that. I just like to be straight right up front the way that you've been with me, and then just, see if it's something that we can work together with. And if not, then you keep looking.
Right. No, that sounds like a plan to me. I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I agree with you.
Yeah. So that's it. The rub is I'm not available today or tonight, and I'm available tomorrow night, but then I leave for Texas for 5 days and I'm not available till the end of next week. So would you like to meet tomorrow night, or would you like to wait till Thursday or Friday of next week?
Thursday, Friday next week would be better because I have, like I said, I have a lot of things going on as well. Like I was supposed to be going to Texas, I'm sorry, California for 4 weeks with my job. I go and I clean up other stuff when they have disasters and all that kind of stuff. I'm supposed to go, and I'm trying to see what's going on with my schedule. Am I still going away?
Okay.
Are they postponing it? So that's what I'm trying to wait for because I was supposed to leave tonight. But if I don't leave tonight, it's come on next week. And if it's later next week, I'm not gonna be able to go anyway because I have some other stuff I gotta do within the next 2 weeks. So,
Okay.
where I can't go out of town. So, next week sounds better to me.
Okay.
What's day next week for you?
I get back Wednesday evening, so Thursday or Friday next week I can come in the evenings and meet you. I mean, this is my job, it's all I do, so I'll just make it your schedule, my schedule.
Oh yeah, that's cool. That'll work. Thursday, Friday next week would be good.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll text you. This is your mobile number, I assume.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna text you on Wednesday and we'll firm up Thursday or Friday because you'll know more then. Okay?
Yeah, it's cool. That'll work. I appreciate your time.
Hey man, I appreciate you, man. Thanks. And we'll talk soon. And you prefer Lewis over Frederick?
Yeah,
Okay.
that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right, man. Have a great weekend. Thank you for
All right.
reaching out. See you.
All right, you too.
Bye
All right, have a
bye.
good one. All right.